Keith Hillier, very well-known journalist for many, many years with the Herald and Sun in Melbourne. And he's in Japan at the moment, having a little well-earned break, taking a tour over there. But he caught up with an old Melbourne Cup winner. He's with me now. Morning, Keith.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. And nice to hear an Aussie voice on the other end of the phone.
Now, Keith, you caught up with Delta Blues, I believe, the other day. He's there, retired in Japan.
Yes, I did, Sean. He's at a place called the Northern Horse Park, which is one of four properties that the late Zenya Yoshida had. He left three to his sons, and the fourth he made into a horse park for the public. And this is where we're in Hokkaido, where 97% of horses are born, are bred in Japan. And this is the extra to the breeding farms, and it's just a magnificent place. And, of course, the king of the park, I reckon, is Delta Blues.
Now, Keith, you mentioned the breeding farms and so forth are there. I've often wondered, in Japan, when they spell horses, do they have the area to be able to have spelling farms, or is that more done like in boxes and yards?
Yeah, no, it's very expensive. Expensive up here in Hokkaido. This is sort of horse land, and they're amazing properties. We watched at one of the farms yesterday. They've got 400 metres of covered training tracks because of the cold weather. You know, it's 1 degree, minus 1 degree here right now.
Goodness me. We often see footage of that, and they're working them where it's snowing.
Yep, that's right. The first stop we had on the stud tour was to go to Shadow Farm, which is the home of the world's most influential sire these days, Deep Impact. It's also the home of Ferb, who was runner-up twice in the Arc, Heart's Cry, Lord Canola, who won the Hong Kong Sprint a couple of times, Harbinger. All of the best stallions in Japan are at this particular farm, Shadai, and Deep Impact comes out with a 24/7 bodyguard watching every step he takes and watching the eyes of everyone who's looking at him too.
Unbelievable. Well, we've had a little bit of luck over in Japan a couple of times with our horses. What's the Japanese impression of Australian racing? And they'd obviously be very well aware of the Melbourne Cup and perhaps Caulfield Cup and Cox Plate.
They are. They recognise those races, and they are world-recognised races, aren't they? Mm. But the strength of Japan's racing now is so strong that the number of international horses contesting the Japan Cup, there'll be three on Sunday. Aidan O'Brien has his very first runner in the Japan Cup. And we've got the Victorian too as well, David Hayes' horse, who's going to be at total bolter's odds. Mm. Three figures.
Goodness. Has he rated a mention over there, or is it just a case of they're concentrating on the locals, Keith?
Well, they're concentrating on the locals, and so they should with respect to Boomtime, because in the field, three Derby winners, an Oaks winner, last year's winner, Blacker San San, the best performed horse in Japan for a couple of seasons now, and the horse he beat in the Tenno Show, may have been a little fortunate to win the Tenno Show, and that's going to be a great clash again. So this is one of the strong fields, and Japanese recognise the strength of the field, and we're going to get a bumper crowd. It'll definitely, I reckon it'll be at minimum 120,000 on Sunday, when the temperature, incidentally, in Tokyo will be 16 degrees.
Be a bit warmer. Keith, just out of interest, racing in general over there, we see in England these days the hierarchy almost own the racehorses. Do they have things like syndicates in Japan? Do you see the Aussie? You know, we see the stories of like She Will Reign, $20,000, the battlers get into it and they win a golden slipper. Does that sort of scenario exist in Japan, or is it more for those who are wealthy?
It's more for those who are wealthy. A trainer here has a maximum of 25 horses. He's allowed in work or in training at one time. He's allowed to have horses at other places, but he's got a substitute. One of the horses he's got in training for one of those he'd like to have in training, so that his maximum is always 25. Just back to Delta Blues. Did you see the photo I was able to put up on Twitter, Sean?
No, I haven't.
Okay, he's a little bit furry coated now, and so he should be. He's 16 years of age. He's still got that little temperament flaw that he's always had. He's a bit of a biter. So I was giving him a bit of distance. And if you're wondering why I didn't have my head next to Delta's, because I value my ears, and I'd be likely to lose one if I got too close. He is very healthy, and he jumps small hurdles, kids' sort of level hurdles. And he loves doing that. He does that every day, and he's a crowd favourite here. And our group, this is the VRC members tour, there's 28 people on it, and that was a highlight for every one of them to catch up with Delta Blues again.
Fantastic. Keith, just finally, the turnover on the punt when they bet over there, are they fanatical on it, or is it more a spectator sport, or do they just go crazy?
You'll have to buy yourself a new calculator. There's not enough digits on yours to get anywhere near the turnover. It's massive. Look, I don't know. I'll pull a number out of my hat. It'd be something like something ridiculous, like $2 billion or something.
Goodness gracious me!
It's so big that in the last hour or in the last day of betting on the Japan Cup, the odds of the favourite to be $2.60 now, which he is, the degree of variance, well, he could go to 270 or he could come into 250, but that's about the limit of the variance. There's so much money invested that you'd have to put millions on to get the variance to be greater.
Goodness me. Well, when you open the wallet up and have a crack, there'll be something happen then. I think there's a little earthquake hit that tote over there, I can tell you.
I want to talk to you off air when we finish about the condition of my wallet. Is that all right? Oh, you can't hear me?
No worries. Good on you, Keith. Great to catch up and enjoy the Japan Cup. And good to find out the story there. So it is amazing. They get horses very fit. They spend a lot of time with them. And their stayers really are as tough as teak.
Yep, they are indeed, Sean. And we can't wait to be there in prime seats. It's an absolute privilege to get the seating that we have. And everyone on the tour is very happy. And they'd give you a big cheer if they were with me right now.
No worries. Good on you, Keith. Appreciate it. And enjoy your time there.
Pleasure, Sean. Nice to speak with you again. Cheers.
Keith Hillier there. And terrific journalist with the press. You would remember seeing Keith's stories right up the east coast of Australia there for the Japan Cup.